Well, hello, Odiaboo. It is 9:30 or just after p.m. London time. And we are in London.
Yay! In a black cab now.
Black cab, my gosh.
Didn't think
I had to rob a bank to take a taxi in this. The flight was...
The flight was good.
Almost uneventful.
Well, yes.
It was good. I even managed to record most of Cry of the Celts, which was really cool. I thought it would be different to do a show on, you know, en route. But then as we were coming into land, our plane was struck by lightning. I can't believe it. It's like, what else can go wrong?
Well, we didn't even know until after the event, but...
Yeah, but when the captain said it, my blood ran cold. I'm like, come on, seriously, we can't catch a break. Anyway, it was fine though. We didn't actually feel it, and it took some time for the animal reception services to come and get us, and then she messed up all my papers. It was unbelievable. Anyway, but she got there in the end, and. The cabin and the crew, like the first officer and
the captain.
They all came and hung out with us and talked to Rosie, and everybody loved Rosie, and they were all so nice.
Yeah.
The captain was so nice. I'm like, man. So that was fine. Of course, they came to meet us with a wheelchair, and we said no, so there was no fuss there. And they put us in the stupid buggy, which. Really was stupid because it would have been a lot easier to walk and take the train, the Heathrow internal train, which we have done. But at least we didn't go in a wheelchair, but Rosie didn't like the buggy, especially because I sat in the back and we drove backwards and we were kind of closed, and I felt like I was sitting in a phone booth.
Plastic phone booth.
And, oh, we're here. Man, we're going to pay £40 for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we just arrived at our hotel. By the time we got out, we had excellent ground help at Heathrow this time. And we were shocked to see that we are going to pay £38 for a 3-minute drive. But now I'll pause this and we'll talk to you soon. Hang on. Alright, it's about 20 past 10 now, and we are in the room here in the Stanwell Hotel. It's a very nice, it's a 3-star, but it's a nice one. It's kind of like an old Victorian house with gardens. And we got, you know, the staff were really, really helpful. Since we basically got here after 9:45, they only have cold sandwiches, so we ordered room service. I ordered a egg and Caesar salad sandwich on brown bread, and Jeff ordered a ham sandwich on brown bread, and I ordered a orange passion fruit J2O. Rosie peed and had dinner. She's happy. Tomorrow we have a train to Sheffield at 11:30 from St. Pancras, so breakfast is between 8 and 10, and in order to make the train, we have to, I think we have to get the Piccadilly line, from not far from here, and it takes about 50 minutes to get to St. Pancras, so... We'll leave here at 9:30. They already booked us a cab, and we can pay for everything, including the cab fare and the sandwiches when we check out. So that's really, really cool. I guess they lock some of the doors because there's grounds here and stuff. They like patrol at night. They're here 24/7, so they patrol at night. Yeah, there were some doors that they closed, I guess, around 10. So we had to go through the restaurant to get to the room, and there were people finishing up their dinner, and boy, did it smell good. Anyway, I think I'm going to eat I'm going to have a bath or a shower or something, and I'm going to crash because we should probably get up around 7:30 or something, or 7:15. So we can't sleep in tomorrow, but that's okay. We need to get the 11:30 train, so we should be good to go. All right, I'll upload this. I haven't finished talking about the black cabs. Yeah, so we got out of the airport, and of course they're black cabs. And I deliberately looked for something that was not too expensive, close to the hotel, less than 3 kilometers from the hotel. So, you know, less than 2 miles. And actually less than 1.5 miles. And they bloody charged us £35. That's insane. That's bloody insane. I can't believe what these people charge. Some guy wanted to go into central London and they quoted him 95 quid. I mean, seriously? I mean, the driver was really nice and stuff. It's not, he doesn't decide what the fares are, but wow. That's just extortion. I can't believe they would charge. I mean, I kid you not, I don't know if we drove for 5 minutes. Seriously. Well, welcome to London.
And apparently if you get a mini cab, you can do it for 15.
Yeah.
According to the people at the hotel.
Anyways. I shall upload this now that we've got the Wi-Fi working. And so I don't have to blow my quota on this. And if there's anything else to report, I'll do another one. If not, I'll just bid you all good night. It hasn't really hit me personally that we're here. I don't know, it's all kind of a bit wow. So yeah, good night, guys.